Time now to talk Jackson Heights football here on the Cobra Locker Room Chat every single week with head coach Caleb Wick. Jake Spaulding with you. And Coach Wick, we've got a big-time win for your squad last week. It was homecoming, and we talked about that in our show last week about festivities and whether or not that would be a kind of a distraction or an issue for the kids, and it looks like it was none of the above. A 62-0 win against Pleasant Ridge. You keep your perfect record intact. As you had a chance to look back at last week's game, what stuck out to you?
It was a weird game. To me, it was a game I haven't been a part of before. You know, there in the first half, we only run 12 plays the whole first half, but we score 7 touchdowns, and we get our 8th touchdown on a pick 6. So going in the half, it's 54-0, and we were able to get a bunch of JV kids in there the whole second half, and they were able to have a scoring drive and almost have 2 scoring drives, but we got some penalties in the end zone and had to push it out. Then on a 4th and 15 from the 15, we threw a pick. But overall, I thought the JV played very, very well in the second half. And you know, we're looking at stats, and Drake throws the ball 5 of 6 for 131 yards and 3 touchdowns. And I'm looking at my varsity backs right now, and all of them have 2 carries, 1 carry. Our leading rusher on the night was 2 carries on the varsity for Drake Mellies, and then our JV running backs, the leading rusher was 3 carries. So I've never seen that in a football game before. Probably won't happen again, but overall we had 388 yards on 22 plays. And, you know, credit to Pleasant Ridge. They came out and they fought the whole second half and gave us some problems there a little bit in the third and fourth quarters. But our defense was able to get stout and, you know, preserve that shutout. But hopefully coming into this week, it's going to be a difficult test with an Onega team. But I'm just overall pleased. And, gosh, wasn't that pretty at the end of the homecoming game, the fireworks display. Oh my gosh, it was unbelievable. Thank you to everybody that donated the fireworks on that. And hopefully we can have a, you know, every year thing on homecoming, but it was an unbelievable, great atmosphere. Probably one of the biggest crowds that I've seen since I've been at Jackson Heights. So just thank you for the Jackson Heights community for coming out and supporting.
Yeah, no doubt. It was a great game for your team, but community-wise, as you mentioned, a great fireworks show at the end. You guys are outscoring your opponents 262-7. I don't know which side is more impressive to me, Coach, whether it's the offensive output or if it's the defense shutting things down. You have not given up a score since week one at Riverside. What seems to be kind of clicking right now with your team? You know, I'll give you a chance to talk about offense and then also on defense.
You know, defensively, we're just flying to the football. We're really reading our keys, and that just comes from being a mature football team. You know, we're starting a lot of juniors and seniors on that side of the ball that have been through the ringer. Some have been starting since their freshman year. So, you know, this is their time to shine. And they are really, you know, in the scouting reports and watching a lot of film. And Coach Nalge is on the defensive side and Coach Plattner on the offensive side doing an exceptional job of, you know, going through the game plan during the course of the week, telling the kids, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're not going to veer away from who we are and what we do. And I feel like that's really, really been an asset for us, is we're not going to change on who we are, on, you know, a certain opponent, on who we play. We're just going to do what we do. And it's been working up to this point, so hopefully we can just continue on getting better and, you know, pushing forward.
Yeah, no doubt. Looking at a record of 5-0, you guys still rank 3rd in Class 1A. In your district, a perfect 2-0 mark with also JCN at 2-0. Then Onega this week is right there in 3rd at 1-1. McClouth 1-1 and Pleasant Ridge Valley Falls round out District 3 in Class 1A. We'll talk about the matchup against Onega Buffaloes coming up after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Cobra Locker Room Chat every single week presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, Casey Patterson, also Farmers State Bank in Holton, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System with the Holton Family Health Center. Jake Spaulding back with you as we're talking Cobra football here on the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat and hanging out with Coach Caleb Wick of the Cobras, a perfect 5-0 record on the season, outscoring their opponents 262-7. And they've got a big matchup this Friday at the Onega Buffaloes, a district matchup in Class 1A, District number 3. Onega coming in 1-1 in District, 2-3 overall, and the Cobras sitting atop of District 3 with a perfect 2-0 mark. Coach, just talk to me a little bit about this Onega Buffalo team, this program is on an upper echelon than what they've been in years past. They've had a couple games this season where they've looked really, really good. A close loss last week against JCN, a game that they were leading late in the fourth quarter before the Chargers came back and won. What are you seeing from this Buffalo team as you prepare for this week?
Well, like you said, I think they're definitely on the up. The coaching staff over there have been doing a tremendous job of getting these kids ready to play. And, you know, yeah, watching film on that JCN game, they had JCN on the ropes there for a while until JCN's quarterback, you know, breaks a 60 or 65 12-yard run where, you know, watching film, honestly, he had an opportunity to be tackled in the backfield for a 2 or 3 yard loss on the play. And I thought that was the best game Onega played on the year. And they're even missing their starting running back. So with him in there, who knows what happens. And hopefully he's back this week for their home game against us. You know, we always want to see a team, you know, at full strength when we play them. And, you know, talking about Onega a little bit, they have the magnet kid that, you know, he was an All-State kid last year, and he's tremendous on the offensive and defensive lines this year. And he's really a person that stood out on film to us. And also their quarterback, Colterman, he, you know, when he gets to the edge, when he gets on the outside, I don't think we have a guy that can stop him, you know, with the speed that he has and the agility that he has. So this week we're really going to have to read our keys. You know, they run that double dive, and if you don't read your keys, we're really going to be out of place, out of position, and they're going to break a couple. And if they break a couple with the ground attack that they run and the time-consuming drives that they can occur, I think it's going to be a, you know, a struggle for us. So we really need to, you know, shape up our defense this week and really read our keys, so hopefully we can do that. And it's always tough to play at Onega. They always bring a good crowd, a big crowd. They're always loud, and, you know, we're just really, really harping on us this week, you know, reading our keys and executing on offense, so hopefully we can do that, and be a good game here on Friday.
Historically, Jackson Heights and Onega, always good competitive squads, but it's been a while since the games meant this much for both of these teams. As you're getting your kids ready to go for this Friday, are they aware of the perfection that they're at right now, the 262-7 outscoring their opponents? You know, how do you keep them focused on just one game at a time and one play at a time?
You know, it starts in practice. You know, we're not all about the numbers. We're just about, you know, one practice at a time, one game at a time, you know, 1-0 each and every week, and it's no different this week. And really, we've been getting each other better in practice, you know, going good on good on the offensive and defensive lines, and a lot of 7-on-7s. And, you know, our JV have been doing an exceptional job giving us a great look on scout team. And that's really what we're focusing on right now. And, you know, with those numbers and everything, they're fantastic numbers. But, you know, we're getting this late in the season where if you slip up once in the district play, that can totally change your seed, and that can totally change the outcome of the playoffs that you're looking forward to. So we're just really, really harping on this week with Onega. And like I said, just reading our keys and doing our responsibilities.
Jackson, I thought a 2-game winning streak against Onega. What do you think is going to be a big key for this week's contest?
You know, turnovers is always going to be a big key. And we've been up to this point pretty good about securing the football, and Drake's done an outstanding job so far this year of limiting his turnovers in the passing game. And up front, we really need to, you know, harp with our offensive line that if, you know, get off the ball 3 yards, and really, really need to limit our holding penalties. I thought we had a couple costly holding penalties against Pleasant Ridge that, you know, negated a huge punt return touchdown from Drake there in the first half. You know, it's just executing the X's and the O's this week. And like I said, if we can do it in practice, we try to make practice harder than games. So if we can do that, I think we'll be all right on Friday.
You're in the final home stretch of your schedule. Two of your final three games on the road this Friday at Onega. Coach, best of luck to you and good health to you as well. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you very much.
All right, Head Coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. The Cobra Locker Room Chat presented every single week by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and the Farmer State Bank in Holton.